Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so grateful that you're taking this time to study the Word of God. We learn about God. We learn about Jesus Christ, His Son. We learn about His ways and the ways that He wants us to be in this world as we study His Word. And so I encourage you to study along with me, but also to join me in prayer as we begin our study. We always want the Lord, who is our true teacher, to be with us. So let's acknowledge Him together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless You. We thank You for Your Word. We know that You are Creator God who gave us life and breath, and You sustain our lives, and You want to teach us about Yourself. Lord, You promised that by Your Holy Spirit You would guide us into all truth, and that You would give us the power to be able to be Your witnesses in this world. And that's what we desire, Lord. So we ask again that You will bless our time in Your Word together. We just want to thank You for Your blessings and graciousness to us. And we do this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Are We Blind Also? And it's taken from the book of John, chapter 9, and verse 40. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And in chapter 9, and verse 40 of his book, John shared how the Pharisees asked, Are we blind also? Where we read, And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, Are we blind also? The verse reads, And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him. John began with the words, And some, which means, and a few or small number of the Pharisees or of the sect that seems to have started after the Jewish exile. In addition to Old Testament books, the Pharisees recognized in oral tradition a standard of belief and life, which were with him, which means who were alongside or near Jesus, heard these words, or were endowed with the faculty for hearing, perceiving, and understanding Jesus' speech and utterances, and said unto him, which means an uttered, declared, proclaimed, and asked Jesus the following question. John shared how a few of the Pharisees heard what Jesus said to the formerly blind man about being made to see and others being made blind and asked him the following question. The verse continues, Are we blind also? John added the words, Are we blind? Which means, do we exist as people without vision or sight also or even so and indeed? John shared how some of the Pharisees questioned Jesus as to whether they were among the people who were unable to see. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn of a few of the Pharisees who began to wonder if Jesus thought they were blind. Indeed, they were, because the Son of the living God was right before their eyes, and they were unable to discern Him. Jesus came into the world to save sinners from the penalty of death. And when He died on the cross, He paid that penalty. Everyone who believes and trusts in Him may be forgiven of their sins and receive everlasting life from God. Those who are wise see who Jesus is and His purpose for coming into the world. And those who are blind cannot see the Son of the living God. Next time, John shares how Jesus tells the Pharisees, If you were blind, you should have no sin. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name,